Hi, welcome to the Writer's Source Podcast, hosted by Ufoma and Faith. The Writer's Source Podcast is a platform for writers and lovers of the writing industry in Nigeria and Africa as a whole. Do sit back and enjoy this episode.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Writer's Source Podcast. So today, here on this episode, we'll be taking a brief trip down memory lane. So in 2022, I don't know if you remember, but something happened. We were nominated for the ABVA Award 2022, along with some great fantastic fiction podcasts like The Cheeky Natives, Can We Talk Podcast, Nipe Story, and the Story of the Gods podcast. So after the ceremony, we just did a bit of, you know, look around, and you know, we're deeply fascinated with one of the nominees, Story of the Gods podcast, with his content, with his style of storytelling. And it is a pleasure to have him here with us to discuss his podcast. So basically, we have another fiction podcast in a fiction podcast. So this episode is going to be fun. So thank you very much, Olamide Samro, for joining us on this episode.
Thank you so much, Faith. I think this is the time the drum will roll now.
Yes,
it is rolling.
Welcome, yeah, thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Welcome to our podcast.
Yeah, it's really fun. I did my digging too when the nomination came about, and I went all around checking, okay, who are we against, who is with us, and all of this, and yes. Then, you know. And then I said, oh, this is really, really tight one. And then, as God would have it, as the, you know, the Writer's Source one. And yeah, it was a thing of joy. It's all about African story being out there at the end of the day, no matter what.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. So, can you tell us a bit about your creative background, how you fell in love with stories, and why you decided to be a storyteller?
I think I'll start with my background now. That I can recall, I'd say as a young boy, I remember there is this Palito radio, and in the hood, you just take the Palito radio and then you seem like the biggest boy in town, and you know, you have that, the Walkman, then you start buying Walkman. But I can recall that with the Walkman, myself and some kids in the neighborhood will record radio drama. I'll later find out, you know, they call that radio drama, but I know that we'd just group ourselves and then we'll give this person this character, and then we'll start, you know, doing things, and we'll listen to ourselves, and then we'll be like, oh, this is nice. And then, so I wanted to be a radio presenter at some point in my life, but growing up later and entering university, I studied theater arts at the end of the day, and I majored in acting, in theater management, and media arts, and all of those. But coming back to what really informed or what inspired my interest in storytelling, I'd say should I just put it as exposure? You know, sometimes you just think, okay, there's this bird course we used to have then, the history of Greek gods, yeah. And, you know, people will come from different departments to come and borrow it, even the most religious amongst us. And people didn't see a thing, you know, they didn't say anything about it. People would, in fact, would play around, would joke around, would, you know, we mentioned the name of the gods and what have you. Fast forward to, you know, later years in the university, and would borrow courses from linguistics, the Yoruba majors, and would have to deal with African gods. And you should see the kind of fear people have. And so you don't think about it like, okay, we can think of the Greek gods. People don't see a thing about it. Then we talk about Shango, talk about Togo, and then people start shivering and they're like, no, I don't want to do with that. Then I thought about it that, okay, this is really, really a problem. It means you can liken the character of Thor. You can, when you think of Thor, think of Shango, you know, with the hammer with the thunder and all of those. When we think of Dionysus, we can think of Ogun, but people don't see this relationship between these gods. And then later, some people traveled and they went to Greece, and then they checked out some of these Greek gods. They didn't see an issue with that. And later on, you know, met them and then we're talking and they just said that. So we're just talking and this and that. And it's like, we saw this, we saw that, we saw this, we saw that. And so I just said, oh, and Ogun is just, that I saw them drawing back. And there is actually a problem in our thinking. And it's all about storytelling. Nobody's telling a story. And I said that the power of storytelling, in one story, Thor is a superhero. In another story, Shango is evil. So I thought about it that if you don't own a narrative, if you continue this, and it's general, it's in everything we do. I did my postgraduate studies in brand management, public relations, advertising, and all of those. And you check out products, you check out, other people would always tell us stories. And when other people tell you a story, they would say, you know, they would have to tell that side that favors, what do you call it now, that benefits them, so to speak. So I thought of, okay, I think somebody has got to tell a story. So I thought of a very fun way, a very immersive experience that can bring the young, the old, and you don't even know that you're already, you know, drawing very close to the Yoruba culture, the African culture. And I also try to bring the unusual aspect of the stories. For instance, when I did Yemoja and Ogun, people have, we know about the story of Yemoja, we know about the story, we know of the story of Ogun, but people don't really think about the romance part, or the romantic part of the story. So I sometimes take the romantic aspect of the whole story so that we can have more people interested in some of the stories. So yeah, I hope I've made sense anyway.
Most definitely. And there was something you said when you were speaking, you know, owning the narrative. And it's what we always emphasize on when we have guests on this show, talking about, you know, own the narrative as an African writer, tell your own stories. Because when people tell your stories for you, they're going to tell it from their perspective, what they understand, and not the truth per se. Exactly. And you doing what you're doing with the Story of the Gods podcast is beautiful, because I've listened to a few episodes myself. It takes us back to childhood, when you're sitting with your grandma and, you know, they're telling you tales of tortoise and this, and we're doing it with mythological creatures, mythological persons. We're talking about history, and we're just bringing it down to, you know, very beautiful African storytelling. And you do it with a very awesome voice as well. So it's very engaging.
Oh, thank you.
It's very engaging. And I like that you describe the podcast as an audio experience creatively created to reverberate traditions, custom, morals, and lessons from African tales. So I'd say anybody that is, you know, trying to draw, maybe trying to understand African history or trying to get to know more about African gods, like you said, like where we have Percy Jackson, we're learning about Thor, we're learning about Poseidon, we want to learn more about Shango, we want to learn more about Ogun, Oya, Yemoja, and the rest. This is the one stop to do that. So I would just say, we already know what inspired you to start this podcast and, you know, why Story of the Gods. So why is there any other form of storytelling you're interested in aside from, you know, giving us African tales? Are you interested in, like, maybe mainstream fiction, modern fiction, or you really just are about telling African history and, you know, the story of the gods?
Okay, thank you so much for that question. Fiction. Yeah, I'm very interested in fiction too. And I'm interested in fiction, and I'm also interested in non-fiction. And if it's for the non-fiction, just like I mentioned that, you know, and you just said again, owning a narrative, it's a business people, you know, I'm interested in the story around that, telling the story of that person on the road, that person selling bully on the road, you know, how they do things from stacking tires together and then putting a board on it.
Yeah.
Some of these things, you know, the business, the techniques. We talk about the Igbo trade culture, the business culture that this person will bring one person from Anambra And then that
True.
person will learn, that person will train another, you know, another set of people. And then some of these things, if only we had them documented, maybe we would have some system that we can start teaching in universities, we can have as a learning material. But if nobody's telling the story and we're just dependent on the oral tradition, passing it down from one generation to another generation, and somebody will water it down, somebody will add to it, somebody will multiply, somebody will subtract. I think I'm very much interested in the story around that, also of the common man, the street. But I'm still finding that really.
Sure. Wow. I think that I really like the fact that you're coming to very, should I say, to like the grassroots, because I've actually never thought about it in the way you just talked about it, you know, talking about a woman or a guy that sells bole on the street, or talking about somebody selling fish or somebody hawking granola. I mean, when we write stories, we infuse these characters one way or the other, but you've brought it in a very different way where you're very particular about that character and telling a story surrounding that character. So I like your point of view. I like how you think, if I would use that word, and how you want to tell stories and, you know, carry them on, document the stories so that the generations after remember what it was like a few years before, 10 years before, 20 years before, 30 years before, and there's always something to refer to.
Absolutely, absolutely. And just to say something, there's this shared thing that we all have, and we'll be like, this is a joke we make about African mom, and we're like, did they go to the same school? And your mom would tell you that you pick this thing for me, like, okay, where should I drop it? And they're like, drop it on my head. They start teaching us sarcasm, emotional intelligence. You dare not drop it on our head, and then you see the other side of this world.
True.
That's true. Okay, thank you very much. Someone, I saw that your podcast, Story of the Gods podcast, was number one in 2020 for kids and family in Nigeria. Well done. Your
Thank you so
podcast is doing
much.
so well.
Thank you.
What would you say that has been your proudest moment just hosting the Story of the Gods podcast? Like, what would you say? What do you think about your own podcast, basically? Tell us about your own podcast.
Okay, thank you for mentioning the first time. I do not even like to call it a podcast anyway, and that's how it's an audio experience. I want you to listen to the podcast. And that time of the night, everything is, I don't understand, I don't know how I'm feeling. I'm just like, okay, let me just listen to something and then just play one episode. And then you're just listening from the signature tune. And then before you know, you're hearing the story little by little. And yeah, then, okay, interesting. And then interesting, interesting. Then you can slip off and you pick it up the next day again and you listen to it again. And you, and every time you, I want you to be like a religious material that when you listen to it the first time, you pick something different. You listen to it again, you pick something different. It's just like a verse in the Bible, for instance, and you pick a verse today, speaks of humility. You pick it tomorrow, it speaks of hard work. You pick it up the next day and you keep learning just one episode, and you can picture the character, you can relate with them, you can see yourself. They say, oh, this character got angry and did this. When, for instance, when Ogun and Yemoja was, Yemoja met Ogun, and then, okay, yeah, let's, like we said, let's hook up, that kind of thing. And then they hooked up and started living together. And Yemoja had said that, okay, there's something you should not do. Do not abuse me. Do not use my body, which is my gigantic breast, to abuse me. And and one day Ogun was trying to take care of his woman, going all about the house, cooking and all that. And then the woman came back, and then something happened, and and then the man got angry that, I mean, I beg now, I'm just trying to take care of my wife, trying to do the understanding boyfriend, the boyfriend that, I mean, or the husband that cares, rather. And he got angry and, out of annoyance, abused Yemoja. Oh, you're this woman with gigantic breast, and then She ran and then she left them. But what I'm trying to say in essence is, I want some of these gods, I want us to be able to learn how to do things, either how to do things or how not to do things. Be it gods, be it animal characters. We talk about spider, for instance. We talk about, you know, how intelligent, how crafty that character is. And I want us to learn one or two things, just like the ant, how they do things. But more than learning anything is us knowing that we're all the same at the end of the day. We are all humans, and we share the same story. Either the story of creation, the story of, you know, death, the story of birth. We are all just, forget your race, forget your tribe. Think that you are human. And when you look at things critically, then you start seeing that, for the Christians, we think of the story of creation from in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And for the Yoruba, they said, Orunmila came from the, in other words, somebody chained down, and you know, all of those things. And you think of another place where an animal, you know, vomited and gave birth to humans. At the end of the day, no matter what the narrative is, we are all just the same. We are all connected at the end of the day. And that's something I want this audio experience to always reverberate, really.
So speaking about animal characters, I remember that one of the first episodes that I listened to on your podcast was about the tortoise. You know, I feel very, because it reminds me of, you know, my childhood. And I think I agree with you about why, you know, stories like this are important, because they also teach you moral lessons. Like at the end of each day, we see things like, so what did you learn about this, written at the end of, you know, the storybook. So that's why I think that your brand of storytelling is important. Also why we have books like Honey and Spice, I think, or was it Love in Color? But I know that there was, you know, an element of like tradition and culture, you know, in the story by Bolu Babalola, and, you know, Tomi's book, Children of Blood and Bones as well. So I just wanted to ask you, what do you think about the literary industry in Nigeria and in Africa as a whole? Like, what is your perspective as a storyteller about the industry in Nigeria?
I think that's a general problem that we sometimes we take things just from the surface, and I understand people can't really be all dependent on writing or storytelling, except there's this nice you know when we finished university, or perhaps when I was in university, and then people would think of myself, and some people, I was a poster boy, really. People would see my name or my picture on play, on performances, flyers, and then, oh, this story is going to be interesting, this performance is going to be dope, and all of those things. So when people start thinking like, okay, these are going to be the next RMD, these are going to be the next, you know, Odunade Adekola and the rest like that. But fast forward to graduating, and, you know, I'd not even finished. Went for some auditions, and then we were here, wow, guy, you are dope, guy, you are really, really, oh, this is nice, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, okay, coming back, you hear nothing. I'm like, okay, interesting. After all, this is dope, and you exchange number, and yeah, sometimes you get waka past my neighbor, and then you have to tell them, I'm the one fanning, you know, that kind of thing. I'm the one, I walked now, can you see me? And so I started telling myself that, okay, you need to invest your time, and I already say that God help you. You have a family that can feed you till you blow. And it's the same thing for all aspects of our storytelling, be it writers, be it actors, and anything. That the economic power is a thing that makes it really difficult for people to put in the real work. That you do the research for Story of the Gods, for instance. Listen, every story that we put out there, it takes months of research that we go back, we start from drawing the names of some of the story from different countries to then telling the story. For some of this story, for maybe a story that we have in like three South African tribes standing, they all have different perspective angle from the story, and you have to merge it together to be one. This take time, and if there is no economic power, it can really be difficult. We see people doing cultural exchange to travel, and then we see our Western counterpart, and then they just take them somewhere, just go there, go and be writing, just go and be exploring nature, be looking at nature, and be writing and do nothing but writing. I love Chimamanda a lot. I love her storytelling style, and but the time it takes, the research, I think it's a lot, and economic power is not making it easy for people to invest that much time into story. And another thing is AI now, artificial intelligence. It's a blessing, but also if we are not careful, we might lose the nuances of storytelling. That I was telling my friend this afternoon before this meeting, I was saying that anytime I'm reading story and I start hearing in a world that has been left, I'm just like, oh, this is AI speaking, or I hear transcends boundary. We know some of this familiar word that you would know that, oh, okay, thank you, ChatGPT, for coming again to this writer's aid. We can't feel the, for writing, there is the intentional punctuation that this is intentional, and there is the intentional pause. AI does not understand some of these things. This comma is intentional, and then you put it on AI, and then it tells you, oh, a comma is not needed there. And the ellipses and all of those. I just feel AI economic power makes it really difficult for us in this current generation and in this country.
Yeah, actually, I agree with that. I think that a lot of people are, or I won't say a lot, but there are a few writers that you see, maybe they have a particular story they're trying to work on or a project, and then they're just trying to get AI to come up with ideas or help them write a synopsis or something. And you're right, there are some limitations that it's creating to the think and that it's giving to the thinking process. And we just hope that, people pick up their thinking caps again and actually do the work, actually do the research and put out the story there. So, just before we go, this has been a very amazing episode. Just, talking about what you do with the audio experience, the story of the gods, telling African stories, telling Nigerian stories, telling cultural stories. So what are you looking forward to, with your audio experience? Is there something more that you would like to incorporate? And is there, we also know that this audio experience is produced by Jamit. Shout out to Jamit. And we just want to, is there something we should be looking forward to from Jamit, with the whole recording experience and for the Story of the Gods podcast?
Okay, yeah, thank you so much for that question. Starting with Jamit, so far in the country, I don't think we have any podcast network or audio network that is exploring the Web3 and the Web3, which Jamit recently launched, and giving empowering diverse voices in Africa to tell African story. And in that you can monetize. I talked about monetization the other time, which I said economic power, which makes things a little bit difficult for people to put in much effort into storytelling. But Jamit is trying to bridge that gap with the Web3, with the blockchain, the Ethereum, and so that people can then start collecting stories, some of our stories. We can have someone collecting Story of the Gods, for instance, and storytellers can start making money from it. And Jamie just launched the website and also the mobile app, which you can enjoy over 300 podcast, I mean solid podcast. And for me, the future, I'm really looking to animation. Animation, it can't just end in audio experience. I'm looking into audio visual. That it can even be more immersive, and we can have companies like Netflix, for instance, partner with Jamit, and we create the magic and put it everywhere we launch. And because for some people, not everyone can really listen to. Another thing with audio is sometimes I remember when growing up that radio in our house, we listen to radio 24/7. We don't even put it off. So it's like a signature tune. You just soundtrack your life with radio track. And it's just there, yeah, it's just a background, it's just a background sound. So I understand that very well, that for some people traveling, for some people sleeping, for some people when they wake up in the morning, you need something to just keep you energized. Not that hour, that 5 a.m. and then you don't want the loud music. You can put in Story of the Gods or any of a podcast, What a Joke, Did Sex and Love. And you're just listening to it and like, ah, how can somebody be like that? And but for me, I would really love to explore audiovisual anime in the future for Story of the Gods. And you're
Yeah.
looking for partners. Yeah.
You heard it here. Story of the Gods and Jamis are looking for partners. So yeah, do your thing, guys. So I think that's beautiful. And so far you're doing an amazing job. Shout out to you, shout out to Jamis,
Thank
and
you.
well done with
Thank you
the
so
audio
much.
experience. And we hope that everything you're looking forward to comes to fruition.
Amen.
Amen. I'll see Ashe. Yeah. How do you see Ashe in Igbo anyway?
Faith, you're the Igbo person, so I think it's Ise, right?
Yes, it's
Yeah,
Ise.
and
Yes.
in my part of the country, Urhobo is Ise, so it's very close to Igbo.
So
Ise, Ise, and Ashe, they all sound very similar. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Samuel, for coming. Thank you.
It's been an amazing time with you guys. Thank you so much for thinking of bringing me on your show. And you guys are doing a fantastic job, really.
Thank
Yeah.
you.
Thank you.
So, guys, you can find Samuel on Instagram and on Twitter. Don't worry, we are going to link, his handles in the description box, and also a link to his podcast so you can listen to Story of the Gods podcast and just feel the experiences that we've been talking about today. You are going to love it. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to us. Please remember to subscribe and follow us on our social media handles. Details are in the description box.